such as The Voice UK and Britain's Got Talent, it's hard for the X Factor to stay on top. What do they need to do to X Factor to make it good again?
While I was in charge of it, what I'd do is whoever wins would make no money from their music a year or two. So it's like people who actually generally love music would do it because they have a general love for music, not trying to make money out of it.
Well, in previous years, like for example, they had Cheryl Cole. She's not exactly a great singer, and she doesn't actually have that professional quality in her.
Cher, you are right up May Street. You are right up May Street.
And Simon Cowell, he was a manager, he knew what he was doing. She doesn't, so they need to have people who are actually like, who are in the music industry higher up than the actual singers.
I think they need to get the judges back that they had before, like Simon Cowell. I think since he left, I don't think it's been that good.
I think change the judges, because since Simon Cowell left, it's not been as good. They should bring him back.
Yes, you have personality, but dogs have personality. The audition, if I'm being honest with you, was horrible.
Get some more relevant judges to today's society.
Well, apparently Simon Cowell's left, and it's lost viewing figures, so I said bring Simon Cowell back for a start. Louis Walsh seems to be causing a bit of trouble, so he's got to be first to go as well.
What did you just say?
I want to take it to deadlock.
So, two votes each. You're off to Simon Cowell. We're going to deadlock.
From talking to many people, they have all agreed that the X Factor is not as good as it used to be, as they are tired of the forever change in judges and show format. People are complaining about Louis for creating the Fix Factor this year, and also complaining that Gary isn't the next Simon Cowell and he should stop trying. Some winners of the X Factor have had bad words to say about it, such as Shea Lloyd not getting on with Cheryl and Joe McElderry having bad words with Simon, leaving the show to start having a worse reputation than it started with. Has Simon lost his touch, or will he have a plan hidden at Brisbane next year?